today on Experts from Kernet Stokes, it's Matthew Dement. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for taking some time to spend with us today. You have kind of a niche. You have a specialized area that you pay attention to at Kernet Stokes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so where I focus my accounting efforts is in a large scope in the beverage industry, but even a little more narrow, I work a lot with craft breweries and try and focus on their specific needs and questions that they might have.
What sort of things do they need to be aware of when it comes to accounting and taxes?
There are some things that are, while not necessarily unique to craft beverage as apart from other manufacturing, they do have some very specific, what we'll call pain points, I guess. And growth is one of them. Craft breweries tend to grow very quickly and need to grow very quickly. And being able to help them monitor their cash as well as their kind of tax picture and how we can maximize their efficiency, but also minimize their taxes within the rules.
What are some of the more common things that you have to tell your clients to be aware of?
One thing to be aware of is that it's always going to cost more money to run a brewery than you think it will. And there are a lot of unknown expenses. And especially as you grow, there will be a lot of demands for expansion and equipment purchases that you may not have planned for at inception, but they will be there. You know, inventory management is a good one, making sure that you have the correct supplies on hand to meet your demand. And then, you know, all the things that go into both manufacturing and you know, a lot of times they're running a restaurant or a pub or something as well. So not only are they a manufacturing company, but they're a restaurant entity, and restaurants come with their own sets of challenges, from employee challenges to, you know, just being able to run a successful restaurant while trying to run a successful manufacturing company at the same time. And that can be very challenging. One thing I really do recommend is that from inception, that the breweries don't just look for the lowest cost providers they can find, looking for people that have experience in the industry that you can bring on as trusted advisors, whether it's from a legal perspective, an accounting perspective, even, you know, your banker and equipment manufacturers, and just making sure you have a good team at inception rather than trying to fix something several years down the road where there might be problems.
I was with all small businesses. These are people who are focused on their craft, and the accounting part and the taxes part really isn't their strong suit usually, right?
That's true. Most of them, a lot of them have come from the industry, have worked with other breweries, and they're fantastic at making beer, but they may not have as much exposure on the business side of things, whether it's day-to-day bookkeeping or understanding debt agreements that they're getting into, or maintaining inventory values, things like that. So yes, a lot of that can be very new to somebody entering the industry.
At what point in the process of setting up their business should they come talk to a CPA?
Realistically, they should come talk to us before the doors open. They may be tempted to get into what look like good financing agreements, but in actuality may not be. You know, and I often will work directly with the legal team to make sure that we are all on the same page for what type of business entity we're setting up. Does it make the most sense for these folks? Does it make the most sense for our long-range planning? Again, rather than trying to fix something a couple years down the road, if we can have all this stuff in place right at the beginning, it can make things smoother going forward.
Excellent. Matthew Dement with Kernet Stokes. Matthew, how do folks get a hold of you?
The best way probably is on our website, which is kernetstokes.com, K-E-R-N-U-T-T-S-T-O-K-E-S. I have information for me specifically and for the beverage industry on there. And all of my contact information is on there as well.
All right. Thank you so much. An interesting interesting niche in the business there with the craft brewers. Matthew, thanks for spending some time with us today.
Thank you.
FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND.